Coming up on 2 o'clock here in the Hang Zone with Dan, with Jake, Mino Black, Mino Blake, and DJ back at the studio.
It's my rap name, Mino Black.
We will be soon. Will McClay, Cowboys VP of Player Personnel, will join us at 2:30. We're going to do football up until then. Wanted to play you a little bit of audio to wrap up last weekend. Just some stuff that I found entertaining from the Cowboys, both press conference, plural, and one every day, and from their draft calls, where they call the draftee. They posted all 11 of them. They all have crazy house music behind them, so you'll have to fight through that. But I was telling you this earlier, it's kind of an odd experience when you watch these, because a lot of times there are five people on camera. They have the camera in the room and the phone there, and four of them are related. So you've got Jerry, Steven, Jerry Jr., and Charlotte all in there the entire time. Now, Mike McCarthy's there the entire time as well. Sometimes Will McClay, sometimes Dan Quinn. But Jerry Jr. and Charlotte are there with Steven and Jerry the entire time.
It's interesting.
It is. It is. Here they are. Here's the Cowboys' call to Matt Farniok, the offensive lineman from Nebraska they took late on day three. Jerry's just trying to relate and be fun and funny with you.
So we're excited about having you on the team.
Yes! Yes! Let's go! Thank you.
Hey, well, that's great. Right. I'll tell you one thing. There's been a lot of Nebraska offensive linemen that have torn their ass up in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
No, seriously.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't want to tear your own.
No.
Isn't that what Kip's going
through?
Yeah.
Kip, my dog is.
Yeah, you're more looking to
but he ate
to
a big giant granola bar.
Tear people's asses up, right?
There's been a lot of Nebraska offensive linemen that have torn their ass up in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
The kid's like, I don't really want to sign up for that.
That's like the pause. It's like the players. Bob was doing My Pig to players at the Super Bowl that one year.
Yeah.
Like, then the pause where they're kind of thinking about it, like, how do I respond to this? Do that again.
There's been a lot of Nebraska offensive linemen that have torn their ass up in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what you need me to do.
My go-to is going to be yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't, no matter what he says here, I'm going to say yes, sir.
So they got a little bit of a steal, at least most people think, in the later rounds as well, with wide receiver project Simi Fayoku, which, if you want to find a guy on this team that I will, as a jersey, buy a bit of in the next 6 months, it's going to be him. Because he's massive, and he ran like a 4.3.
He looks really cool.
He looks extremely cool. I'm pretty sure he's like about to turn 24 already.
Is he a fifth rounder?
He didn't play a ton. Only 2 years. He took an LDS mission. So he's almost 24 right now.
Mormon?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means? Yeah.
Yeah. From Utah. And you just don't really know what he is, but you can squint and see what he could become. But he went to Stanford, and we find out in this draft call that one member of the Cowboys brass that was in the war room also went to Stanford.
Stimmy, this is Charlotte Jones. I'm Jerry.
Oh.
Hi, Stimmy. This is Charlotte Jones. I'm Jerry's daughter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I am a fellow Stanford alum, and I just wanted to welcome you to the Dallas Cowboys. We could use some more smart people around here.
That's awesome.
Okay, he had notes.
He's like, is the GM's daughter calling me normal? Is this a...
Cause she went to... Yeah, is he familiar with the Cowboys... front office.
Yeah, what if you would have been
hierarchy?
Like, you're the lady who picks the Thanksgiving halftime show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what to do with that. But I guess
that's funny.
So a bunch of people sent me this. They said it's a dirty sound. It's from Micah Parsons. I don't hear it at all, but it was sent to me so many times I wanted to see if you guys wanted to be the judge.
Yeah. Well, hey man, I'm a
from one PA guy to another. I'm looking forward to getting you down here. You're a great fit for us, young man.
I'm looking to come.
He's licking a toe? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I'm from one PA guy to another. I'm looking forward to getting you down here. You're a great fit for us, young man.
I'm looking to come.
I don't know. I don't know what could possibly be.
I feel like
about
he's licking a toe right there.
Toad.
What?
Licking a toad.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. To get the hallucinogenic.
Like yeah. So, second round. Talent, fourth round.
Or that's the saying. That's a saying in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Is if things are going really well, I'm licking a toad.
In Western PA, right?
Yeah, well, that's a big thing there.
So this is Jabril Cox, linebacker out of LSU by way of North Dakota State. I thought the way Jerry phrases that he evaluated Jabril Cox, I found it funny.
We're fixing to turn your card in and pick you to come join us on the team.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Well, we're excited to watch you play.
That, I feel like, is a prerequisite. Yes, Jerry.
we watched you play.
Do you need to include that?
Never seen you before.
Don't think anyone else
haven't
did.
Haven't heard of you.
What'd you say?
Didn't think anyone else did. We were the only ones.
We were the team that was there.
We flew to an under-the-radar university, LSU, got known for football.
off the map.
And we were able to track you down, young man. I just wonder if anybody else in their war room, whenever they're calling the player, has to confirm to them, like, look, we're drafting you because we watched you play. So.
And then,
okay,
positive about that experience.
So my final one here is from the day three press conference, and a healthy amount of the day three press conference was the Cowboys front office being peppered with questions about Josh Bull, the offensive lineman who left Florida State, went to Marshall, and has not like an isolated incident that appears to be he said, she said, but a litany of indiscretions that mostly involve violence or threats of violence to an ex-girlfriend. We talked the other day about how one incident involved a Florida State football staffer where Josh Bull was choking himself, which apparently stemmed from his roommates having people over late. And Josh Ball's reaction was to, I guess you could say, freak out a little bit, jam a screwdriver into the wall, and then started to choke himself. And a Florida State football staffer, don't know if it was a coach or what the role was, got there before the cops did and kind of, like, took care of it. Like, there's no need for us to get the cops here. It's Florida State. So he's asked about this a lot, okay? Here's the first, the Cowboys and Jerry are asked about this a lot. Here's the first answer.
So any time that I've ever been criticized over the last 30-something years, any time I've ever been criticized or would look at a situation, it's exactly the same way I looked at it then. I believe in second chances. I believe in people in learning from their mistakes. And in a way, that's what a part of the game is about. You get knocked down, you get back up.
Well, unless you're her.
And you embarrass yourself because you didn't know what you were doing. You next time you get out and you know what you're doing, or you make the play.
So, yeah, there is irony in him talking about, you know, Josh Bull being knocked down and getting back up.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
Most of the Orlando Sentinel reporting is about him knocking a woman down.
You might want a different.
Yeah.
A set of words.
So he's dancing around and just continuing to come back to the second chance thing. We're doing second chances. And the Cowboys are not alone in this. It's the NFL. It is what it is. At some point, you'd like to have a threshold where you say, all right, that right there, that's a line that we're not willing to cross, especially because this is always balanced with how good of a player you are. And while Josh Bull has the basically the skill set and the traits to be a starter in the NFL, I don't think that's a play you make at that point of the draft. There's plenty of other options there. Just don't do it.
Plenty of other options with that talent, though? That's
probably not. But I still don't think that projection that maybe he can be is worth it. But that's just me. Now, Jerry's continuing.
It's a maybe he can be projection,
right.
Not a
right. Exactly.
Slam dunk here. That's the.
And that's why.
I think that's the difference when somebody says, "Oh yeah, see what they had with Randy Moss." You know, Randy Moss was pretty much a consensus. This guy's going to be a stud.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to need you to explain exactly what Jerry is saying here. We're still on the same topic.
And we drafted Spears, and we drafted Ware. We got Canty, and we got Ratliff.
So he's talking about the 2005 draft here, and he's listing off guys that they took, defensive guys. It was almost all defense draft, right? Blake, that's the topic here.
Yeah, they were asking him if this one draft class could turn around the defense in just one offseason.
So he's comparing 2005 to this season that they took primarily defense. Now, the voice you hear aside from Jerry is Will McClay correcting him on all the names and players' names he's forgetting. Like, he calls Kevin Barnett.
And we drafted Spears, and we drafted Ware. We got Canty, and we got Ratliff. And then we got a Bennett, a middle linebacker in the back, or an inside linebacker.
No, not Bennett. It's Burnett, but sure.
Barnett. And, boy, if you think that didn't improve defense overnight, that can make a difference. And so now that's inordinate. And don't give me that old I knew George Washington, and you know George Washington. That's type of stuff. But the point is...
Yeah.
Go back to about it's inordinate, because I'm...
Yeah. So.
I kind of got the point of we drafted a lot of defensive players, and then the defense was better. Although Parcells was also here. That's a difference. But.
That can make a difference. And so now that's inordinate. And don't give me that old I knew George Washington, and you know George Washington. That's type of stuff. But the point is.
Whoa. I got to. I need to figure this out.
So.
Do you have any idea?
Well, I think he's doing a callback to the, like, you've heard Senator You're No Jack Kennedy before, right?
Okay,
like, it's
yeah.
Dan Quayle and Lloyd Binston, you know, and he's comparison there, and then, you know, I knew Jack Kennedy, Senator You're No Jack Kennedy,
You feel like? Okay, play it again.
But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because... Literally no one who's been alive for like 150 years knew George Washington.
Jerry's old.
So I don't think that's a common thing to say.
And don't give me that old I knew George Washington, and you know George Washington. That's type of stuff. But the point is.
We don't know what the point is.
Okay. Now that you say that, that does sound like he might have been going, I knew Jack Kennedy, and you know Jack Kennedy.
To compare 05 to 2021, he's saying this is not a sort of situation where I'm saying I knew 05, this is no 21.
Yeah, okay.
By saying this is not I knew and saw George Washington, this is not George Washington. So I think that's what he's going for
that's
here.
That's got to be it.
His reference is just roughly 200 years early.
And that's good translation, though, like, man. I don't know that everybody could have done that.
Jake is so good at Jerryisms.
Yeah. What a skill. All right, coming up next, speaking of comparing drafts, we're going to look back at some Cowboy drafts of past and see when is it okay to grade a draft.
This